Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Can we talk about plastic surgery yet? Or is it still one of those real hush-hush things like, oh, shit, done? Oh, I had that done. Don't tell anybody.
I think that it's a personal thing for every person, right? Some people, they're totally happy to share, and other people are like, no, they don't want anybody to know. They just want people, you know, when they run into them, to think that they're holding up great, or they look better than ever.
It's so weird to me.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so people in the U.S. are getting more plastic surgery than ever before, with cosmetic procedures up 5% in the last 2 years.
So you think that's about the availability? You think that, they see the job, the work, as being better at this point, and they're less fearful? I mean, I think all those things probably play into it.
I think it just it's become so much more common.
I had a friend, a very good friend. I mean, he's a very good friend. I don't talk to him all that often because we don't live in the same state anymore at this point. But we lived together for a while. But he had a nose job, and he always contended that he had a nose job because he had a deviated septum. And it's true. He had a deviated septum, I'm sure. But he also got this ball removed from his nose when he did that. Right. And then he had this super slick nose after that. I don't know why he didn't want to talk about it. Pretty sure he had hair work done, too.
Just
tell me, bro. Where are you hiding the hair?
Well, it's one of the weird things about it is that it still seems to be one of those things that people don't really talk about. Mm. But I think that's changing because the younger generation, Gen Z, so that's between the ages, if you were born between 1997 and 2012, they're getting in on it, too. And they're getting more plastic surgery than ever. And I started doing some deep diving.
Okay.
I was wondering, I'm like, well, what are they getting done? Botox. Botox for years was one of those things where nobody admitted to doing it.
Yeah.
I get Botox.
Everybody talks about getting it now. But, like they get it for all sorts of different treatments, too. But now, like, you make jokes about when you've had Botox in the last couple days. You're like, I can't move my face today.
I leave meetings early because I have to go get my Botox. I announce it at my meetings. I'm like, guys, I got an appointment. I got to go.
You're a hero. Thank you so much for
welcome.
Confessing and putting it out there in the world.
I don't understand why.
You're definitely going to heaven now.
But
I get what you're saying.
Has been so much more mainstream.
Yeah.
But nobody still talks about the big plastic surgery things like breast augmentation, which is the number one surgery in America that people get.
I feel like more people admit that now than they used to. But I also feel like the realistic results that people are going for are different too. You know, I mean, plenty of people were like, I'm going to get this work done, or after they're like, what do you think? It's more so than others. I think that's more than a facelift. I think you'll definitely get more people being like, yes, I'm going to get my breasts done. Then they're going to be like, I'm going to have a facelift.
One of my good friends always talks about wanting to have a facelift, but she can't afford it. We have this conversation once a week.
Wow.
And she was sitting at a nail salon and she was, of course, telling her manicurist she wants to have a facelift, but can't afford it.
She's sharing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's my bestie.
Yeah.
And the woman to the right of her, she said to her, she looked at her manicurist and she said, do we have the same friends? And the manicurist said no.
Yeah.
And she immediately went into talking about her facelift.
Nice.
And when she had it done, the doctor she used in the next town over that was really affordable.
Yeah.
And I was like, why can't we just have these normal conversations? Why does it have to be so hush-hush, you know?
Well, I think that was very fearful, too. It's like, you never know what was going to happen on the other side.
Yeah.
Right? You don't know good or bad. So if you're looking at somebody and you're like, you look fantastic. What did you do? And they list a bunch of items. Then I think you'd be like, you know what? I could take those items. Those would work for me.
The Brazilian butt lift, you can't hide that. We know. There's no reason. You are not born with that.
Mine's natural.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
More people than ever are getting work done. Even the younger generation, Gen Z, is getting work done.
Yeah, I would love to get on a plane and fly to Turkey and get like a beautiful, beautiful, flowing mop of hair here.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. Walter Goggins, though, he's bringing the receding hairline up right now. That White Lotus finale. Mm-hmm. People are talking about him. They love him.
Okay. But if you've had work done, do you openly talk about it now? And what did you get done? Trisha.
So I haven't had anything too intense. I mean, I've had my teeth whitened, straightened, and shaped, and then I've had laser to remove blood vessels from my nose. But I have lots of friends who've gotten plastic surgery, and I mean, it's probably a matter of time before I get something done.
So what do you think about that? Do you think it's weird that so many people are secretive about it?
I do, and I think it's unhealthy, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to protect vanity. I mean, it's the way we were taught forever. But if you're ashamed of something, I don't know, right?
Is it something that's really good for you
if you're ashamed to tell people about it? I don't know, right?
Well, I think it's not good to be so closed about it,
right?
Because I think that gives people unrealistic beauty standards, especially young girls. So if you're open, oh, no, I definitely had this work done, then they know, oh, okay, I shouldn't look like that right away.
That's a really good point, is that the more openly you talk about it, the more that younger girls understand that measures were taken. This wasn't a natural thing that just happened. Like, there's aging involved, too.
I was scrolling through something the other day, and I saw it was something about Denise Richards' podcast or something like that, and that Charlie Sheen had stopped by, and he had just had a neck lift. And I was like, who needs a neck lift? How ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. I would love a neck lift.
I saw before and after, and I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a pretty good-looking neck he's got going on there now.
You know, one of my best girlfriends is in plastics, and every time I see her, I go, you see this? How it's right underneath my chin.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it got wrinkly.
Oh, you want to lift that?
I go like this. I'm like, can't you just Botox it or something?
Right.
And she's like, no, that's like surgery. I'm like, there is nothing else we can do besides surgery to fix that.
All right. Like, how quick is this surgery? Can we do this now at dinner?
Right. Well, and that's another thing is if you talk about it, then your social circle can compare surgeons so you can help get advice about getting the best doctor.
Also a good idea.
Right. I've seen some terrible looking lips.
Oh my, the lips is the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
If it's done poorly, it is.
Leave them alone.
I'm afraid of. I don't mess with my lips. They're tiny and that's the way they're going to be.
Linda, how about you? Are you open talking about plastic surgery? Are you open with plastic surgery?
I would if I could afford to get any. And listen, let me tell you, I think I'm perfect the way I am, but I have a very long list of surgeries I will get if I ever become rich. If
top
I'm ever
three.
Suddenly rich,
top
the entire
three.
Body is getting done.
Top three.
Top three
you're rich.
Things you want done. You're rich.
Top three things. Facelift, neck lift, hair transplant.
The neck is real hot right now.
Everybody wants their neck done. Me too.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, we got to get a plastic surgeon to tell me how to fix my turkey neck.
Why don't we just get one in here to do it for us?
No.
Do it during the show.
I get scared.
And we could trade it.
Yeah, we could trade it.
But I honestly think if you have the money and that's what you want to do, you should do anything you can do to make yourself happy.
I agree with that.
Totally.
Yep.
If you feel like it's going to be fulfilling, absolutely. I hope you get the result you're looking for, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you feel that way, that's absolutely what we want, right?
Hair transplant, I don't know anything about. I'm going to Google that after the show.
You could do your eyebrows, too.
Oh, no, my eyebrows are fine. I can just pencil those in. It doesn't take very long.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.